We never spoke a word, but every thought she had I heard from across the room. If we were standing face to face, I couldn't find the words to say. Give me one more move. I don't even know her name. I guess foolish pride's to blame.
Now I'm falling. Locally owned and operated, we are Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN. Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha. And 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand.
This is Chris Buescher.
Absolute perfection for Chris Buescher.
The following is a production of the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Drivers, start your engines!
The Motor Racing Network presents...
All right, man, be ready here.
NASCAR Live, race day.
Ready. Okay.
From Richmond Raceway, brought to you by Toyota. For the latest Toyota racing information, visit toyotaracing.com.
The NASCAR Cup Series early season short track swing continues tonight in Richmond, Virginia. Hello and welcome to the Richmond Raceway and Motor Racing Network's live coverage of the Toyota Owners 400. Mike Bagley and the entire MRN crew here with you. Happy Easter, everyone. Thank you for spending your Sunday night with us here on MRN. Mentioned a moment ago, it's the short track spring swing, as it were. 2 weeks ago, we were at the Bristol Motor Speedway in Tennessee. Next week, we're headed to Martinsville, Virginia, over on the southwest side. And tonight, that's the southwest side of the Commonwealth. Tonight, we are in the capital city of Richmond. Let's go straight to the broadcast booth, bringing the anchors of tonight's coverage. Jeff Striegel, Alex Aidner standing by. Gentlemen, good evening. Jeff, we're getting set for a great 400 lapper tonight, but it seems Mother Nature is getting us off to quite a testy start.
Yeah, it's going to take a minute, isn't it, Mike? And good evening to you. Good evening to everybody listening to us live on the Motor Racing Network. Yes, we had rain here not too long ago. It was sprinkling just a few moments ago, and in the last 60 seconds, NASCAR has put the safety team back on the racetrack, Alex Hayden. So we have some work to do to get the track dry, and we're also going to keep an eye on the radar.
Business as usual, though. The drivers' meeting is getting ready to take place. All the fans down in the infield in the fan zone have lined the red carpet. The drivers are in their fire suits. The cool thing about it, though, is even though it's not raining, there's some pieces of blue sky overhead. The track is considered damp right now. No, we're not scheduled to race at this very minute, so there's no need to not do anything. Might as well put the Toyota Tundra track drying team out there, but we do have wet weather Goodyear tires. We do have the foggers on the inside of these race cars, and if we have to, we can race on a damp racetrack.
And we'll keep an eye on the radar, of course, so they will continue to work on this racetrack, and hopefully shortly after 7 o'clock, we will go for 400 laps. And when we do, I think the focus has got to be on the tires, because we are going to see these cars that qualified at 120-plus miles an hour. Once they get 40 laps on those tires, we see that fall off, what, 20 miles an hour or more?
It's significant. It really is. And when they have 9 sets of Goodyear tires laying in the pit box at their disposal over 400 laps of racing, if they wanted to, that breaks down to every 50 laps you can come in and put on a fresh set of tires and save a set just for emergency purposes. So I think that is something that will come into play. Talking to some crew chiefs in the garage earlier this evening, they all plan, even under green, to come to pit road and do just that.
It's going to be a Saturday night under the lights, Mike Bagley, and I know you can't wait. We can't wait. Rusty Wallace is here. I know he's ready to go. We'll get these rain showers to move out and the green flag coming up, and we'll be ready to call it for you live.
And we appreciate you, gentlemen, topside. We'll check in, back in with you shortly as we continue to work through these spotty showers that are punctuating the landscape right now. While we do that, let's get caught up on a little NASCAR news.
Motor Racing Network NASCAR News.
The racing weekend got underway Friday night with the NASCAR Whelen Modified Tour. Justin Bonsignor and Ron Silk were center stage all night, swapping the lead back and forth, with Justin Bonsignor getting win number one of the 2024 season.
Ron and I have had some battles here the last 2 years, and I just wasn't going to give him a chance to cross me back over. and beat me back to the line. But, you know, it's rivalries brewing back up, but that was a lot of fun. It's good to race with guys like him. And
Ron Silk was second Friday night with Trevor Catalano in third, Bobby Santos the third, and Jake Johnson the rest of the top five finishers. Yesterday, the NASCAR Xfinity Series ran the Toyota Care 250. Chandler Smith came in as the defending winner. He backed it up with another 2-for-2 here at Richmond for Chandler, and of course picking up his second win of the season. It was a great day for Joe Gibbs Racing. They were 1-2-3. Eric Almirola, Taylor Gray in his series debut, rounded out the trio with Corey Heim and Jesse Love finishing 4th and 5th. Coming up on NASCAR Live Race Day, we're going to sit down with William Byron. Been a very interesting start to the season for William. Won the Daytona 500, having some challenges, but also having good runs of late. We'll also get the keys to the race with a couple of drivers that know their way around this racetrack. Plus, Jeff mentioned Rusty Wallace is with us. We'll check in with the NASCAR Hall of Famer who did some damage here over the years while he was behind the wheel. And also, there's a driver on the climb and, well, frankly, a driver we should watch tonight. Alex Bowman is slowly starting to come to life here in 2024. We'll check in with Blake Harris, his crew chief. He joined Steve Post and Todd Gordon earlier this week on Crew Call. We'll get his thoughts as he gets set to go here tonight. Plus, we'll check in with the drivers as they get set to lace up and strap in for 400 laps tonight in the Toyota Owners 400 at Richmond.
Calling all nonprofit organizations, the NASCAR Foundation has great news. The NASCAR Day Giveathon is back for 2024. What's that, you ask? It's a national campaign to help nonprofit organizations raise funds to support their local missions. By signing up for the Giveathon, you gain access to a national marketing campaign to build visibility and donations for your nonprofit at no cost to you. And as a bonus, special incentives and prizes will be announced along the way to help you maximize your efforts. Visit NASCARDayGiveathon.org to sign up today.
From tickets, parking, and travel, race weekends can be stressful. Let Racing Electronics make communication easy. With a scanner and EasyTalk intercom system rental from Racing Electronics, you can effortlessly talk over the noise of the race. Hear uncensored driver and crew communication from every team in the race or tune into the race broadcast with your favorite MRN announcers. To learn more, visit RacingElectronics.com today.
From Richmond Raceway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
Picture this. You're behind the wheel of a John Deere compact tractor. You're effortlessly breaking ground, moving piles of rocks just by moving a lever, and enjoying the sun as you clear brush across your pasture. We could keep trying to put you in the moment, but to really understand what this feels like, you just have to get in the seat.
Conquer every task on your list. Visit Tractor Central, take a seat, and see for yourself why nothing runs like a deer. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
NASCAR coverage on WRDN is brought to you in part by Bauer Built Tire of Durant.
From the Commonwealth of Virginia, this is NASCAR Live Race Day.
Racing down the short straightaway in the Daytona 500. Blocking on it, they're crashing. Sliding across the grass. Ross Chastain, Austin Cindric in it. Caution is on the speedway. The white flag was in the air. I'm not sure if the leader passed the start-finish line or not.
And we understand now from NASCAR that William Byron did take the white flag. He needs to make one more trip around the racetrack. Checkered flag is in the air, and William Byron has won the Daytona 500. William Byron out front when it mattered the most as they began crashing behind him. The winner of the 66th running of the Daytona 500 is William Byron.
Now, back to Mike Bagley.
That's how it sounded a month and a half ago. Alex Hayden and Jeff Striegel with the agonizing wait for William Byron to eventually be declared the winner of the Great American Race. Welcome back to NASCAR Live Race Day. With that win in the 500, William Byron, Rudy Fugel, that whole 24 team at Hendrick Motorsports put the garage on notice that he was ready to run for a title. He followed that up last week by winning at the Circuit of the Americas in Austin. Today could be a challenge for him, though, and his team. Chris Wilner had a chance to visit with William.
William Byron racing on Easter at Richmond, kind of something we've kind of done in the past. I guess at Bristol we were a part of Easter weekend, but racing on Easter, how does that go for a race car driver on a holiday?
It's different for sure. It's not my favorite thing. I feel like it's just try to enjoy Easter with the family still. And luckily it's a night race this year, so we had a little bit extra time. But I'm looking forward to going to Richmond and trying to be better than we were there in the past, honestly. Just try to have a good, smooth race and put ourselves towards the front.
It hasn't been the best of tracks, especially last year. That kind of ended that big streak at the start of the season. So what were the challenges a year ago? Maybe how do you rectify those this year?
Last year we had a lot of speed. We led 100-plus laps in the first race, but we got crashed there at the end and just had a bit of a slow sequence, slow stop at the end. So, it's just trying to put it all together. It's been a tough place for us, hit or miss, but we have had moments and races where we've been good there, so you try to look at those races and say this is what we need to do.
And then you throw in this short track package, which we saw it at Phoenix. Obviously Bristol, you're not going to learn a lot. Martinsville, but where do you see the short track package at for you guys as we go to Richmond?
I don't really think a lot changes for us. I think the stuff that we learned at the Wilkesboro test helps. So for us, we just kind of look at that. I don't really focus too much on the package itself, but the cars drive relatively similar, and just try to execute a good race.
For Richmond and some of these other racetracks we go to twice, how big is the spring race in terms of building a notebook? I know a lot changes in terms of the racetrack over the course of the year, but how important is that notebook to build in the spring?
Yeah, it's important. If you have a bad result, you have a chance to work on it and improve. If you have a good one, it's hard to make many changes and go back. So I think hopefully have a good, smooth race at Richmond and then have something to build on when we go back in the summer.
Obviously, the season started on the highest of highs. Since then, it's kind of been a little peaks and valleys. As a race car driver and as a competitor, how do you compartmentalize all that to keep yourself focused when things don't go the right way, hence Bristol, and you just try to get out of there and go on to the next one?
Yeah, it doesn't sting any less, but you do, during the week, think about the fact that we have a race win already and we're locked in. So for us, it should be a little less pressure. So you just try to remind yourself of that. And, we still want it just as bad when we get to the track. But if we can manage expectations and get in a rhythm, it's still super early in the year. So plenty of time to get ourselves, in a rhythm and get some consistent results.
And speaking of Bristol, I know a lot of drivers had smiles on their faces when the tire fell off as much as it did. Maybe it was a little too much for some. But at the same time, when we look at the short track racing and especially at Richmond, and how much fall off do you want to see? Do you want to see a little bit more when we go there?
I'm just going to do whatever we have underneath us. So I think if we have a tire that falls off, we'll manage accordingly. And I've done plenty of late model races and won plenty of races that have extreme fall off. And then I've won some races that have no fall off. So it's just it is what it is. And we'll make the best of it.
Do you use some of that late model experience, tire management on the cup side of things? Were you able to kind of use some of that, especially at Bristol?
Well, I was laps down, so we were always on scuffs. But it seemed like a fun race from my seat in some ways. But yeah, I wish we would have had a clean shot at it to actually put some of that to use.
Thank you, Chris. William is crew chief. Rudy Fugel have had their challenges this year, but they always find their way back to victory lane. And that's a definite indicator of a championship-winning caliber race team. That visit with William brought to you by Liberty University. Following William Byron's lead just got easier. Liberty University is giving away several scholarships in the LU24 scholarship giveaway. Go to liberty.edu/24 for details.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Sarah wants a yard.
My own little paradise.
Brad, however, hates yard work.
The only thing I hate more than cutting the grass is paying someone to cut the grass.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Sarah and Brad found a great home with a yard. A very, very small yard.
Time to get it done. And I'm done.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
NASCAR Street Race Weekend, presented by McDonald's, is coming back to Chicago. A 4th of July weekend festival with the Black Keys and the Chainsmokers on Saturday and Lauren Elena and Keith Urban on Sunday. Plus, NASCAR's brightest stars lighting up the streets.
NASCAR is racing in the streets of Chicago.
The Chicago Street Race Weekend, July 6th and 7th. For tickets and experiences, visit NASCARChicago.com.
Tonight's Toyota Owners 400 is 400 laps, 300 miles. Stage breaks will come at lap 70 and 230. From Richmond Raceway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
NTEC is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTEC grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
Shawls Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shawls customers have come to know and trust. Shawls offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers, with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shawls is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shawls Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shawls Gas, downtown Durand.
Have a nonprofit event you'd like announced on the air? Email the information 2 weeks in advance to us at wrdn1430@gmail.com.
From the River City, this is NASCAR Live Race Day.
White flag is in the air. One to go for Chris Buescher. That battle for second is the best thing for Buescher. He drives away from Denny Hamlin and Joey Logano.
Final time in turn one and two. Half a lap away now from RFK Racing, rejoining the ranks of the NASCAR Cup Series winners. Here comes Chris Buescher all by himself. Final time out of turn four.
Off turn number four, the fans are waving their hats. Checkered flag is in the air. Chris Buescher wins the Cookout 400 at Richmond Raceway.
Now, back to Mike Bagley.
That's how it sounded here on the Motor Racing Network, the last time the NASCAR Cup Series raced here at Richmond Raceway. Welcome back to NASCAR Live Race Day. Chris Buescher putting on a performance that night that put him on the short list for tonight's race. And there are a couple of other drivers on there. Whenever we come to Richmond, you look for drivers that run short tracks well, conserve tires well. Well, Chris Buescher checks that box. So does Denny Hamlin. So does Brad Keselowski. Denny and Brad are here with us right now to give us some insight on what's needed to run well here tonight at Richmond and give us the keys to winning tonight's race. Presented by Progressive. Protect your home and auto. Save when you bundle. Get a quote at progressive.com. It is all Denny Hamlin at the Richmond Raceway.
He's opened up four car lengths on Kevin Harvick in lap traffic. Off turn four, the streak has been broken. Denny Hamlin sees the checkered flag, and Hamlin wins the Toyota Owners 400 at Richmond Raceway.
Richmond is I always feel like Richmond's a kind of a conglomeration of all your race team. Like, you've got to have good strategy, a good car, great pit crew, because we pit so many times there. You know, just a few years ago, we won on race strategy. Now, we had to have a fast enough car to put us in the top three, but it really was up to us bringing an alternate strategy to the field that allowed us to kind of make up an entire lap during the course of the last run and, you know, kind of march through the field. And my crew chief knew the whole way that, okay, we're going to win the race as long as you maintain this pace. So I love the strategic aspect of it that makes it so unique. for sure.
Across the start-finish line, Truex nowhere in sight. Brad Keselowski, final time into turn one.
On a night of varying strategies, there's been one constant all the way, and that's the strength of Team Penske and Brad Keselowski. Here he comes down the backstretch for the final time on his way to the checkered flag.
Well, Richmond Speedway is, it's an action track for sure. And the action from the driver's perspective is controlling the car, taking care of the tires, knowing when to push and when not to push. And I think specifically being good in the day when you get those long runs, but also being good in the night when the track's got a lot of speed and you get short runs. You got to be able to be really versatile at Richmond.
Those keys to the race are brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
We are under the green flag.
Listen up, NASCAR fans. Now's the time to turn your love of racing into big-time prizes. Because NASCAR Fantasy Live is your fast lane to bragging rights.
Furious racing here.
Pick five drivers each week of the season. Then complete additional challenges to stack points. All for your shot at the grand prize.
So let's get this party started.
For official rules and to learn more, visit NASCAR.com/fantasy and sign up today.
The 2004 NASCAR Cup Series Championship was won in dramatic fashion.
Well, they changed right side tires. Only the entire wheel came off.
But what happened throughout the year is what makes it one of NASCAR's biggest seasons. Hear all the stories on NASCAR Live Presents 2004 Chasing History. This week on Chasing History.
And I told everybody that would listen, look, Carl Edwards is the guy that should be in this car.
Get the latest episode of NASCAR Live Presents 2004 Chasing History at MRN.com or on your favorite podcast platform. Coming up, we're going to check in with the Hall of Famer, Rusty Wallace, when we return from Richmond Raceway. This is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit Martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
NASCAR coverage on WRDN is brought to you in part by Adams Super Service of Durant.
You're listening to NASCAR Live Race Day from Richmond Raceway.
Here comes Bill Elliott going to the outside, trying to pull to the outside of Rusty Wallace. Can't make the move. Earnhardt goes in between two cars. Three wide here on the back straightaway. He clears the Ginn Schrader car. Up in turn number three now, Elliott breaks away.
Now Ricky Rudd pressing right up on Earnhardt's back bumper. Earnhardt trying to clear the lap car of Ken Schrader. White flag, Rusty Wallace with three quarters of a mile to go.
Wallace comes off turn number two for the final time. Bill Elliott behind him by about a car length and a half. Now Earnhardt about four car lengths back. Rusty holds the lead. Back to turn three.
Wallace just trying to keep it to the bottom of the racetrack and protect what he has. He's on his way down to win the Miller 400.
Now, back to Mike Bagley.
That's how it sounded September 11th, 1993, here at the Richmond Raceway. Rusty Wallace claiming one of his six wins here at the action track. Welcome back to NASCAR Live Race Day as we go back to the broadcasting booth and bring in the aforementioned NASCAR Hall of Famer. Rusty, welcome back to the broadcast.
Hey,
good to have you back. How
thanks
are we doing?
A lot, Mike. I'm doing great up here. Just trying to hope that we can get this rain gone so we can get going. It looks like no matter what, we're going to be starting on these rain tires maybe, but... Man, I tell you what, that race was incredible. It got me excited just listening to it as you guys were replaying that. So, yeah, I remember that. 93 was a heck of a year for me. 10 wins that year and a win right here at one of my favorite racetracks.
Well, that night, that day, that was spectacular. And it always seemed like in that time and place, it was you, it was Dale, put in Bill, Ricky Rudd. But the mainstay was you and Dale. What about this place and you with your driving skill set that seemed to go hand in hand back in that time and place?
Well, I cut my teeth on the short tracks of the Midwest, and that's what kind of got me doing okay on the shorter racetracks like here at Richmond. But, You know, you're right. It seemed like all through those late 80s and all through the 90s, every time I looked up, that number three car was right on my bumper. We were just racing back and forth, especially on these short tracks, just a ton. But this track was great to me. I mean, with six wins, like you said, I could always work the bottom of the racetrack real good. And then when the tires started wearing, go to the top of the track. And I pretty well knew what I wanted my car to do. I mean, I really worked hard on it in practice to get it to do what I wanted to do. And all that hard work and practice and all that stuff really paid off when it came race day.
Well, there are several buzzwords and several buzz phrases that are in play here this weekend, and it's all about tires, saving tires, tire management, tire conservation. Let's just start maybe for the newer race fan. We'll talk about how a driver has to save his tires over the course of a run. How does one go about doing that at a track like Richmond?
Well, at a track like Richmond, Mike, it's all about not driving down into the corner too deep. If you just really haul that car down in the corner, it's going to slide on you, and it's going to be like sliding on a cheese grater or a piece of sandpaper. It's just going to grind the tires right off, the rubber right off these tires. And so when you pick the throttle up coming off the corner, you can't spin the tires because the car's got plenty of horsepower to be able to spin the tires. So you're easy in the corner, you're easy off the corner, you're trying not to let the tire slide at all. And if it slides, it's going to be grinding or wearing it out. If it's not sliding, that's your best hope. And then the next thing you want to do is not really bind a car up in the bottom of the racetrack. You want to let it run up the top of the hill so it's easier on the tires. So it's all about picking the right groove and babying that throttle, I call it.
We're told that short track racers, late model racers, in your case, racers from ASA back in the day, that tracks like this cater to those types of drivers and those types of skill sets. Why is that?
Well, it's because back then we had tire rules. Our tires would wear out real quick. We had to baby the tires. They wouldn't let us put as many on as we wanted. So we had to really manage the tire throughout the race because it was, you know, we just didn't have the money back then on those short tracks just to keep putting hundreds of dollars of tires on. So the association would put limits on how many tires you could use. And so they'd say, hey, look, you got to run this 150-lap race on one set of tires. And so if that's the case, you can't be wearing them out. You got to take care of them, and that's what really comes into play in a track like this where you're having high tire wear, and you got to take care of that tire.
Before we let you go, anybody in this field tonight that you feel conserves tires well, takes care of their equipment, somebody that we're going to be keeping tabs on tonight over the course of the 400 laps?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm actually thinking about the short track guys that had their upbringing in the Midwest and up here in the short tracks where they had to save those tires. The first guy comes to my mind is Brad Keselowski up in Michigan. He ran a lot of bull ring tracks up in the area and learned how to conserve those tires. And the second guy comes to mind is Denny Hamlin. Right here in the state of Virginia, running all those little bull ring short tracks, and you had to save the tires too. So those are just two of you, two choices I've got it came to my mind right away.
Well, I can't wait to see how it all turns out. Glad to have you back on the broadcast, my friend. We'll check in with you a little later on.
You got it, Mike.
NASCAR Hall of Famer Rusty Wallace, a part of the broadcast crew tonight for MRN's coverage of the Toyota Owners 400.
Do you have an unused car, truck, motorcycle, boat, or RV taking up space? Put it to good use by donating it to the NASCAR Foundation. Proceeds help fund medical resources for children in our racing community. Your wheels can heal. Call 844-NASCAR-9 and we'll come tow away your vehicle for free. The process is quick and your gift is tax deductible. Call 844-NASCAR-9 to donate your vehicle to the NASCAR Foundation today. Your donation will help our children survive and thrive.
NASCAR history.
What I learned from Ken Squire, Barney Hall, and Ned Jarrett, I could never repay. Ken never told me what to say or what not to say. I learned very quickly that I was never going to be another Ken Squire. I don't think anybody could rise to that level.
Motor Racing Network's NASCAR Live presents podcasts. 50 years of MRN. Jeff Gordon, A Colorful Career, the 1993 season, Junior's Journey, and more. Search for NASCAR Live on your favorite podcast platform.
Drivers have just left the driver's meeting. They have walked the red carpet. They are making their way to driver introductions. We will be there next from Richmond Raceway. This is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Soil health is one of the most important parts of your farm. Without good soil health, crop yields are affected, and so is your bottom line. Bluff Country Feed and Seed can help improve your soil health with products from Midwestern BioAg. With dry and liquid biologic fertilizers that help the soil hold nutrients for your crop, to soil and plant testing to find out how much and what type of fertilizer you need. Bluff Country Feed and Seed will improve your farm's profitability through improved soil health. Start improving your farm soil health today. Call or visit Bluff Country Feed and Seed in Mondovi or visit them online at bluffcountryfs.com.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit WisconsinSoybean.org.
NASCAR Live Race Day is brought to you by Toyota. For the latest Toyota racing information, visit toyotaracing.com.
Back at Richmond Raceway, we are getting ready for driver introductions, getting ready for perhaps maybe the start of this 400 lapper. If you're just joining us, it's been sprinkling off and on. It's just stopped sprinkling here moments ago, but there's still work to be done on the racetrack, and that's what the teams are doing right now, the track drying and the safety teams right now at this three-quarter miler. Let's catch up with some drivers before they get strapped in and race tonight. Talked to Rusty Wallace a few moments ago about late model racers and short track racers. Well, there's one in the field that has a lot of folks curious about what he can do in this race car and curious of how he's going to do it, starting in the 30th position. Josh Berry, driving for Stewart Haas Racing, wheels the Sunny D Ford tonight from towards the back reaches of this pack. He is with our Halstead, Pennsylvania, Steve Post.
It is going to be interesting to see what Josh Berry does. We'll certainly see the car. It's that bright orange Sunny D color, Mike, as you referenced. So, Josh, Rusty Wallace was just talking about short track racers, managing the throttle, managing the tires. Seems like that's your strengths here. How have you found things at Richmond in your practice session here yesterday?
Yeah, honestly, I'm really excited. Richmond's been a really good track for me over the years on the Xfinity side and even last year in the Cup race. So that's encouraging for sure. And honestly, we had a really good practice. We had one of our best practices, probably the best practice we've had all year. I thought our car was really solid, really all the lap times looked good, averages looked good. We had a the qualifying draw really didn't work in our favor, I feel like, for qualifying, but I feel like we have a good car. So we're ready to go racing tonight. It should be a good night for us.
Starting back in the field, you referenced it with a qualifying effort. How do you approach the early laps of this thing, and how do you know, or when do you know that you maybe have something to get up there and contend with?
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be tough for sure, right? We're just going to have to play it patient early on and just keep the thing pointed the right way and stay out of trouble and just try to chip away at it, right? I think that's our best bet. We have a great picker on pit road. Obviously, having Rodney's experience on top of the box, hopefully we can work some strategy here and there and see if we can get some track position. But ultimately, I think it's not going to be easy, but I think we can get up there and have a good night.
I think they can, too. That's Josh Berry going to start in the 32nd spot, but I'm with them. I think with strategy, Rodney Childers calling the shots, they can get up there quite a bit further over the course of 400 laps here this evening.
Well, Josh Berry, it's going to be fun watching his way work his way to the front tonight. Let's talk to a driver that's going to start inside of the top 10, a driver that's won 3 of the last 9 races here at Richmond. Martin Truex Jr. and his team have been very consistent in the last month. You can feel a win brewing in that team's future. Could very well come here tonight. 7th, 7th, 2nd, and 10th in the last 4. MTJ is with Jason Toya, Barbersville, West Virginia.
Well, Mike, let's talk to Martin here. And Mike Bagley, let's talk about the consistency you guys have had so far this season. You're running very well. You come to a track, you got 3 wins. Is this where you get that first win of the season tonight?
Well, I hope so. I mean, always enjoy coming here. It's been good to us over the past handful of years. So we'll see. I think our auto owner's car was pretty good yesterday and pretty close. But, tonight's going to be a whole new ball game. First time racing tonight with the next-gen car. New rules package for here. And then, rain tires. So not real sure what it's going to be like. But, we'll do what we always do. We've got a great team. The guys have done a great job all year long. And hopefully we can, just hang around the front all night long. That's what you need to do here, be in place at the right place at the right time at the end.
I know you put a lot of that on the crew and James Small and the engineers and everybody. But as the driver, you're concentrating on driving. You got to worry about everything else that's happening when it comes to different track conditions than what you had yesterday. How do you compartmentalize all of that and still go out for 400 laps?
You just take it as it comes. I've been around a while. I've got a lot of experience with a lot of different situations. So, whether it's road courses or racing Bristol with tires that wear out or you know, maybe some rain tires. High tire wear seems to be a good thing for us. And I'll just take it as it comes and try to be, you know, be as smart as I can and make the right decisions.
Helps to be the old man in the garage, right?
I suppose.
Good luck. Martin Truex Jr. gets ready to roll off seventh.
Let's talk to the driver that perhaps maybe could be on the first of his cusp of his first top 10 finish here tonight at Richmond Raceway. We're talking about Bubba Wallace. He drives for 2311 Racing, drives a Toyota. The Toyota's been making a lot of speed, seems to take this racetrack quite well. Let's get Bubba's thoughts now as he gets set to go. He's with the postman.
Yes, indeed. Bubba qualified in the fifth spot. Bubba, Mike Bagley talked about you're working on your first top 10 here. You had your best finish in June here with 12th. How are you sneaking up on things here at Richmond? How are you learning this difficult racetrack, and how do you feel going into tonight's race?
A little wet from the rain. Yeah. But I feel good. I mean, we were really good in practice, a little bit better than I thought, so you can't get too complacent with that. Still got to tune on it and make it better for these conditions, so kind of an unknown of what to expect starting on the wet weather package, but just gotta go out and go race the racetrack and have fun and enjoy it. You know, McDonald's on our Toyota Camry, it's shaping up to be a good night. We just comes down to execution each and every weekend. You know,
execution and managing the racetrack. How challenging is it to manage the early laps of a run, knowing what you do in the early laps might impact the latter laps?
I think we all got a good test of that at Bristol. So we just need to settle in and you know, not burn our stuff up. But it's so hard to tell here, like, when you are burning your stuff up. And that's what makes Richmond so fun. You got to figure it out. It's a driver's racetrack. So we learned a lot in the fall race last year. Utilized that. Implemented what we learned. See what happens.
Driver's racetrack, and he's one of the best drivers we have here. Bubba Wallace starts in position number 5. Mike?
Let's slide up to the front row. Catch up with the driver that will start on the outside of the front row tonight. Some momentum is starting to build on Chase Elliott's Napa team, driving UniFirst this weekend. They've been hovering around the top 10. They're waiting to break into the top 10, contend for a win. Tonight could very well be that night. Chase Elliott is with Jason Toy.
Well, he's got a handful of top 5s to come back here to Richmond with, and you and I talked yesterday there in practice. Weren't pleased in the beginning part of it, but you knocked down a great lap. What about the long run for this race car, and now adding the challenge of the weather in here too?
Yeah, we were really not good at all yesterday in practice, so we made a lot of quick changes going into qualifying. Unfortunately, I was able to run a fast lap and made a good bit of changes overnight to try to make our longevity better. So directionally, it was good yesterday. I hope directionally it's good again today. It's always a little bit of a guess. This place is so tough to get a hold of and to do it consistently, at least for me. So we're quite a bit different than we practiced yesterday. So hopeful that holds on like we wanted to tonight.
Do all the notes and testing and everything else, does it prepare you for the weather here, knowing you might have to start things off on a damp track?
No, definitely not. But this will be a little bit new for everybody. But I'm, you know, I do think it'll dry off eventually, and then it'll be kind of back to normal. But certainly going to be an interesting start, I would say. But Wilkesboro, heck, the rain tire was faster than the regular tire, so we'll see how it goes.
All right, good luck.
Thank you.
Chase Elliott rolling off on the outside of the front row.
Slide back to position number 11. We bring in a 4-time Richmond winner. Denny Hamlin loves worn-out racetracks like this. These are his cup of tea. Denny Hamlin's done damage over the years, and he's poised to do it again tonight. Back trackside to catch up with the driver of nearby Chesterfield, Virginia.
Yes, home track for Denny, number 11, starting in number 11 spot. Denny, this racetrack, you've had a lot of success, but how much does it change from time to time? How dynamic is the racetrack every time you come back here at Richmond?
You know, I think it does change a little bit with temperature for sure, but the basic fundamentals of how you get around here quick, you know, stay the same throughout whatever the conditions might be. So now the only difference would be if the track's a little wet. I think that could throw a wrench in everything we know, and nothing will relate, which is a good possibility is how we're going to start this thing.
You've won a race here on an off strategy, a varying strategy. How do you manage that as a driver? Is that all Chris? Do you know the big picture? Do you want to know all the details? How do you play the strategies out here from the driver's seat?
Yeah, I just kind of let him dictate that, right? And I don't get too much involved in the strategy stuff. I just hit when he says. We do talk about that stuff to try to figure out the best strategy, but, you know, a lot of it is how do we change throughout the race. You know, you have to understand the situation, lap times, who's pitted, who's not, and then adjust your strategy from there.
Boy, I'm telling you what, Denny Hamlin here, a four-time winner. Chris Gabehart, his crew chief, maybe the best call in strategy. This is a lethal combination here, Mike. They start in the 11th spot, but going to be fun to see what they have here tonight at Richmond.
They can definitely do some damage. Their stat card is insane. They've got six Richmond stage wins, the most of anybody. They've led in the last seven races here. They finished top four in five of the last six. Buckle up. Denny Hamlin will be a factor to win this race tonight.
Bundling and saving with GEICO is an easy choice, so you're free to ponder life's big questions, like, what's the best animal in the world if not humans? I'd strongly consider ducks to be somewhere up there on the list. Think about it. Ducks can swim, ducks can fly, and ducks can walk on land. They have access to all terrains. They are the ultimate animal. And they wiggle their butts when they walk, which is funny. Yeah, ducks are awesome. End of story. Bundling and saving with GEICO. It's an easy choice.
Looking for motorsports coverage you can't find anywhere else? Look no further than the Motor Racing Network's lineup of weekly podcasts. NASCAR news and interviews on NASCAR Live and NASCAR Live Wide Open. NASCAR Cup Series Insight on Crew Call. NASCAR grassroots racing news and talk on NASCAR Coast to Coast. And Sprint Car Talk on Wing Nation. All these and more available on podcast platforms and MRN.com.
Alex Bowman's crew chief, when we return from Richmond Raceway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast. You gotta love the hometown guys.
Become a preferred customer of the hometown guys at Adams Super Service of Durand and receive $30 off your sixth oil change when you get five. Every oil change at Adams Super Service includes a complete safety check of your vehicle from the ASE certified technicians at Adams Super Service, your Napa Auto Care Gold Center, downtown Durand. Visit them online at adamssuperservice.com.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
There are better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor now available at Anabus Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
Turn your smartphone into a radio. Download the free Android app at RealCountry1430.com. Brought to you by Prime Realty of Durand.
From the Toyota Owners 400, this is NASCAR Live Race Day.
This is not over. White flag at the start-finish line here at Richmond, and here comes Denny Hamlin in traffic. Bowman and Hamlin for the lead.
And they are side-by-side. Lap cars in front of the leader. Bowman dives to the bottom. Kevin Harvick limping gives way to the bottom of the racetrack. Here comes Bowman into turn number three. He's up by a car length.
Off turn number four, Shannon Bednarik puts the checkered flag in the air. Sideways off the corner, and Alex Bowman wins the Toyota Owners 400 at Richmond Raceway.
Now, back to Mike Bagley.
That's a trip down memory lane right there for all of you Alex Bowman fans. That was 3 years ago here at Richmond Raceway. One of Alex's seven wins in the NASCAR Cup Series. And it's been quite the roller coaster ride for Alex and his team over the course of the last year. Right now, things are on the upswing. They've got two consecutive top five finishes in the last 2 weeks. Alex's crew chief Blake Harris joined Steve Post and Todd Gordon on MRN Crew Call earlier this week to detail the team's progress and its plans heading into this very race tonight.
Blake, last year, a year ago, you were leading the point standings, and Alex had his broken back, and obviously the season went off the rails. How do you feel six races in now? And are you guys totally back? Are you getting back? Are you climbing back in? Where are you guys at now compared to where you were at a year ago with you and Alex on this 48 car?
Yeah, I'll kind of step through our season, really. I mean, we've only had six races, right? I mean, LA, I thought we had a relatively decent weekend, executed well. We had some short track stuff that we were trying to answer there that I think we did, that hopefully we can apply moving forward to some of the short tracks. Daytona, you know, short of a couple feet, almost perfect there, right?
Yeah.
And really just as a whole company, super pumped about what we were able to do with our super speedway program there. Mm-hmm. And then when you move on to, you know, Atlanta, we crashed in that first couple of laps and Vegas, you know, we had some things we fought in the race that allowed it, set us back at the end of the race and didn't let us get the finishes. And then same thing at Phoenix. We drove up into the top 10 in that last weird pit cycle, you know, didn't get us to the finish that I think we deserve. So I think from an overall, you know, picture of how is this year going to last year? Well, last year at this point, you know, we were leading points and we had some more consistent finishes. But I just think the resilience of these guys to come off of Vegas and Phoenix, mm-hmm. you know, with every right probably to be down and feel like we're not doing it and not getting what we deserve or from, you know, getting the effort that we put in out of it. And, you know, just to come rebound at Bristol with the chaos of that race and come back and have a solid top five finish and then really, you know, have a good execution last weekend to put us right in the mix. I'm really happy with how those guys reacted to that and how the team is. And, you know, I try to stay pretty steady as it goes, right? You know, regardless how good or bad the weekend went before, we know we got ahead of us this next weekend. We're focused on that, and you know, that's a big deal. So I don't know about grades or how it is this year to last year, but as far as you know, where Alex is at, where the team is, man, we're putting a lot of work in. I'm really excited about where he's at right now, physically and mentally, and all of us, man. I think we needed a couple shots in the arm, you know, a couple good finishes to just kind of solidify mm-hmm. all the work that we're putting in, right? Because you like to see that. So looking forward to carrying that into Richmond.
You brought up the challenges of Bristol, you know, tire-wise, there was and unanticipated wear. And I think Richmond, are we to a thicker tread gauge tire going to Richmond, much like the Martinsville tire? Or I mean, what are your thoughts on kind of the whole tire situation from Bristol coming forward?
I'm probably a little partial to Bristol now, right, with how we finished and how we ran, you know, and maybe that's just the pure chaos of the race. Based on last weekend in Bristol, I'm starting to think that's one of Alex's strengths. So I think we just need to keep it chaotic around him and let him go to work. But I didn't hate that. You know, I know we certainly, you know, certainly love to find a little bit happy medium, I'm sure, right? Like we don't want to have to pit in 20, 30 laps, but, you know, we adapt, right? Like we've got a better idea of what we need, what we needed throughout that race. And, you know, that kind of showed in stage three, with everybody adjusting and the teams adjusting. I mean, we went 60, 70 laps when we needed to. And I don't have a problem with that. You know, I think when we know just a slightly know going into the race, that's what we're going to be fighting against. We can adjust accordingly. Right. So, you know, certainly hope we don't overreact on any of that. And we kind of step through whatever it is that we need. And I think it ended up being a bad race there at the yep. end. And Richmond, you know, one of those that's had a little bit more tire wear, in general. And, you know, I like to see those races where, you know, there's a little bit of tire management and you got some guys coming and going throughout the race. And I think my guy is one of the best at it. Honestly, he does a phenomenal job when it comes to that. And we're really good on those runs where, you know, long run speed's important, tire management. So I'm certainly looking forward to see if we can apply that to Richmond as well.
Appreciate Blake Harris joining us there earlier this week. Make sure to watch MRN Crew Call on Facebook and YouTube every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Eastern and listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Blue Green Vacations, the official vacation ownership provider of NASCAR, invites you to believe in the power of vacation. With Blue Green, you can create the vacation that fits your lifestyle, sharing a lifetime of memories at a collection of unique, locally inspired resorts and popular destinations across the U.S. Blue Green owners also enjoy exclusive access to VIP NASCAR packages that deliver the thrill only NASCAR can provide. Start your vacation journey today at BlueGreenVacations.com.
Calling all nonprofit organizations. The NASCAR Day Giveathon is back for 2024. What's that, you ask? It's a national campaign to help nonprofit organizations raise funds to support their local missions. By signing up for the Giveathon, you gain access to a national marketing campaign to build visibility and donations for your nonprofit at no cost to you. And as a bonus, special incentives and prizes will be announced along the way to help you maximize your efforts. Visit NASCARDayGiveathon.org to sign up today.
We're heading back to the grid in a moment. First from Richmond Raceway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
NASCAR fans, the time is now to turn your love of racing into free tickets, merchandise, VIP experiences, and much, much more. Rack up fan rewards points by watching races at home, playing fantasy,
completing challenges and visiting tracks. Then redeem your points for epic prizes. You are in the driver's seat. What are you waiting for? Sign up for the free NASCAR Fan Rewards Loyalty Program today at NASCAR.com/fanrewards.
The Tough Trucks of NASCAR,
an exclusive podcast from the Motor Racing Network.
Ron Hornaday, green flag is in the air. He will take the field quickly to turn one.
Relive the moments of the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series from its debut in 1995.
Checkered flag in the air. Skinner wins with the inaugural for the NASCAR Truck Series by Craftsman.
The legends of the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series.
Todd Bodine wins four in a row on super speedways.
The Tough Trucks of NASCAR.
Available on podcast platforms and MRN.com.
You're listening to NASCAR Live Race Day from Richmond Raceway. Now, back to Mike Bagley.
Welcome back to Richmond Raceway, closing in on the start of the Toyota Owners 400. Let's go back trackside and catch up with a driver that is poised in position and ready to strike. Ross Chastain has top 10 in four of the last five races as he gets his affairs in order. Let's talk to another driver ready to go. Two top fives in a row. His last win was over a year ago, though, 67 races ago. We speak of Alex Bowman, who starts on the outside of row two. Back to Steve Post.
Alex Bowman down here. We just heard from Blake Harris. He joined us on crew call talking about Richmond. Alex coming off fourth place finishes in the last two races. Other than this weather, the moisture falling, and what's your take on what you have coming from the fourth spot here tonight at Richmond?
Yeah, for sure. I think we were pretty decent last night or yesterday morning now. Had a pretty good Ally Chevy, and I feel like long runs were pretty good for us. So we'll wait and see what the weather does. I still don't know how much rain we race in versus don't race in. Like, we're trying to figure out what's actually going to go on. But, yeah, we'll figure it out. There's wet weather tires here, and at Wilkesboro, they were faster than the dry tires. So we'll see what happens.
Talk a little bit, describe a little bit the momentum you guys have found here with these two fourth place finishes. How do you feel about your performance? How do you feel about where you guys are at this point in the season?
Yeah, I think we're in an okay spot. You know, the 3 weeks prior to that were pretty rough, but two good solid weeks for us. Obviously, Daytona was good for us as well. So just got to keep plugging away at it. You know, there's some good places for us coming up, and just got to keep the positive momentum rolling.
Positive momentum, that's what they're looking at. They finished fourth the last two races. They qualified fourth here tonight, the Ally Chevrolet. That is Alex Bowman. Jason?
Brad Keselowski getting ready to jump behind the wheel of his Build Some Marines Ford, and I appreciate you holding the umbrella for us here today. So let's talk about this racetrack. You've been able to find victory lane before here a couple of times, but not in conditions like this. What do you anticipate today once we get rolling?
Yeah, I'm going to have to find it in the rain. It's different for sure. I think we'll be able to get going here in a little bit. You know, it shows a big hole in the radar is coming up. But for right now, it's a lot of rain. We can race when the track's wet, Jason, but it's hard to race when the track is, getting downpoured on. So we'll see what happens here in the next 30 minutes before it's time to go. But when it does get going, we had a really fast car in practice, and I can't wait to see what it does when the track's dry and we can stretch your legs.
Noticed in practice, because your teammate went out in the first group, you went second, you made the adjustments. Seemed like your long run speed got a little bit better for you on the back end, and that's important here. How good is that long run for you guys?
Yeah, it was really good. You know, I think last fall, you know, we had such a great race here of both our cars, and my teammate Chris Buescher, you know, going on to win was really cool. We learned a lot from that, and we're still applying it.
All right, good luck.
Thank you.
All right, Brad Keselowski getting ready to jump behind the wheel of his Ford. He will roll off here from towards the back of the field. He'll roll off 23rd. Steve Post.
Yeah, Ross Chastain's here getting some pictures made with some of his fans, some of his sponsors. The Busch Light color is on the Chevrolet. Ross qualified in the third spot. Ross, I'm no watermelon farmer, but I believe water is good for watermelons. But how about this rain falling here for NASCAR racing?
In moderation it is, Postman. I'll be honest. The watermelon plant, that's why it's called what it is. It can go and find the moisture that most other fruits and veggies can't. So that's why a watermelon has so much water, over 92%. It's kind of a discrepancy right now, exactly the percentage of water. It's a big to-do in the watermelon industry. But no, for our Busch Light Chevy, definitely not counting on the rain. We'll get through the wet part and then see what we got if it dries out.
Finished third here last year. What'd you learn about this racetrack and racing here at Richmond, some of the challenges that you'll face here tonight?
Well, I remember I learned that Josh Berry was going to get hired because he went and ran second and beat me. Now he's got him a full-time ride. Super happy for him. Cool to be racing with him every week. But, yeah, we actually completed the race, stayed in the top five, definitely the top ten the whole race, where the other races in the Gen 7 car, we've won the Richmond 80, 75, the 90. Like, we've won the first quarter of the race a couple of times, and we've been in the top three, and then we would tank and go way back into the high teens or 20th place. So the whole goal here was, rain aside, qualify good and just maintain up here, give ourselves a shot at the end.
Well, the qualifying good is good, and we're in good shape. Mike, 92% water, and there's some controversy in the watermelon industry. You never know what you're going to learn here from Ross Chastain and on the Motor Racing Network.
Man of such knowledge, who knew that the watermelon industry was on its ear based on this debate that Ross Chastain just share with us. I hope we get to the bottom of this, and I'm sure Ross Chastain hopes he gets to victory lane tonight. Team Trackhouse already has a win with Daniel Suarez. It would be their first of the year for Ross Chastain and that crew if it comes tonight here in Richmond.
Kyle Larson brings his Chevy in. Four tires, Sunoco Racing Fuel.
From fueling NASCAR champions on the track for over 20 years to innovating 94 octane, the highest octane on the market, performance is what Sunoco does. All Sunoco fuel at the pump meets the same top-tier standards as the fuel used in NASCAR.
He's out here for Ryan Blaney. Four tires with Sunoco fuel.
From the track to your tank, you can trust Sunoco to help your vehicle perform at its peak.
From the infield garages to the race shops, NASCAR Hot Pass is your all-access ticket to the latest news from the sport.
Well, we got them down. Now we put our foot on them. And that's the attitude you got to have.
I don't think it's a move that can have any success at Martinsville. I still don't know why it worked.
Stay up to date with all of your favorite drivers all year long.
Get to the Final Four is what every driver in NASCAR's goals are.
NASCAR Hot Pass, weekday mornings from the Motor Racing Network.
Opening ceremonies are coming up. NASCAR Live has been brought to you by Toyota. For the latest Toyota racing information, visit toyotaracing.com.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
Be listening for the WRDN Outdoor Report, Monday through Friday at 8:20 and 4:20. Brought to you by Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
Here's the starting lineup for the Toyota Owners 400. Row 18.
Justin Haley, Winnemac, Indiana.
Kaz Gralla, Boston, Massachusetts.
Row 17.
Daniel Hemric, Kannapolis, North Carolina.
Ty Dillon, Lexington, North Carolina.
Row 16.
Chase Briscoe, Mitchell, Indiana.
Michael McDowell, Glendale, Arizona.
Row 15.
Josh Berry, Hendersonville, Tennessee.
Christopher Bell, Norman, Oklahoma.
Row 14.
Zane Smith, Huntington Beach, California.
Eric Jones, Byron, Michigan.
Row 13.
Harrison Burton, Huntersville, North Carolina.
Carson Hocevar, Portage, Michigan.
Row 12.
Ricky Stenhouse Jr., Olive Branch, Mississippi.
Brad Keselowski, Rochester Hills, Michigan.
Row 11.
Austin Dillon, Welcome, North Carolina.
Corey LaJoy, Kannapolis, North Carolina.
Row 10.
Daniel Suarez, Monterrey, Mexico.
Tyler Reddick, Corning, California.
Row 9.
John Hunter Nemechek, Charlotte, North Carolina.
Noah Gregson, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Row 8.
Ryan Priest, Berlin, Connecticut.
Kyle Busch, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Row 7.
Chris Buescher, Prosper, Texas.
William Byron, Charlotte, North Carolina.
Row 6.
Ryan Blaney, Hartford, Ohio.
Denny Hamlin, Chesterfield, Virginia.
And now, the top 10 starters. Starting 10.
Joey Logano, Middletown, Connecticut.
Starting 9.
Austin Cindric, Mooresville, North Carolina.
Starting 8.
Ty Gibbs, Washington, D.C.
Starting 7th.
Martin Truex Jr., Mayetta, New Jersey.
Starting 6th.
Todd Gilliland, Mooresville, North Carolina.
Starting 5th.
Bubba Wallace, Concord, North Carolina.
Starting 4th.
Alex Bowman, Tucson, Arizona.
Starting 3rd.
Ross Chastain, Alba, Florida.
Starting 2nd.
Chase Elliott, Dawsonville, Georgia.
And starting on the pole.
Kyle Larson, Elk Grove, California.
That's the starting lineup for the Toyota Owners 400.
Interesting mix of drivers up front, in the middle, and in the back as we get set for pre-race ceremonies for the Toyota Owners 400. While we have a moment, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification on the Motor Racing Network.
You're listening to coverage of NASCAR on Real Country 1430 WRDN, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha. Coverage of NASCAR being brought to you by Napa Auto Parts, Madison Street, downtown Durand.
The NASCAR Cup Series is racing on Easter Sunday night at Richmond Raceway. Motor